Lifestyle choices you make today can lead to a healthier future. Learn how eating a healthy diet and exercise can help control or delay age-related health problems. This is your Food for Thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. The Cooperative Extension Office has a lot of different resources and information. Every month, we provide a lunch and learn. This week's lunch and learn was on how to make healthier choices today for a healthier tomorrow. Eating a healthy diet and exercising can often help control or delay health issues associated with aging, like high blood pressure and diabetes. One of the things that we recommend instead of setting up or developing a New Year's resolution is to set short-term goals to achieve and maintain a healthy diet and exercise routine. We are going to give you some tips to make this a priority every day. One of them is try to be physically active for at least 30 minutes on most or all days of the week. It's recommended for adults to be physically active for 30 minutes 5 days a week for a total of 150 minutes a week. You can break that up in different times. If you want to do 45 minutes instead of 30, that means you have less days that you have to exercise. However you want to do it. And remember, there are different types of exercise. In fact, there are four different types of exercise that can help you improve your health and physical ability. Most people tend to focus on one type of exercise and think that they're doing enough, but research has shown that it's important to get all four types of exercise: endurance, strength, balance, and flexibility. The reason it's important to get all four types is because each one has different benefits. Doing one kind can improve your ability to do the others, and variety helps reduce boredom and risk of injury. So if your New Year's resolution or your short-term goal is to improve the amount of time or your exercise regimen, switching it up and changing it around is important. Endurance activities, often referred to as aerobic activities, increase your breathing and your heart rate. This could be brisk walking or jogging, certain yard work such as mowing or raking, or just dancing around, swimming, biking, playing tennis or basketball. Other types include strength exercise. Your muscular strength can make a big difference. Strong muscles help you stay independent and make everyday activities feel easier, like getting up from a chair, climbing stairs, carrying groceries. Keeping your muscles strong can also help with your balance and prevent falls and fall-related injuries. You're less likely to fall when your leg and your hip muscles are strong. So you can use weights or resistance bands, just lifting light weights, gripping a tennis ball, doing arm curls, push-ups against the wall, using your body weight as resistance is great. Balance exercises also help prevent falls, which is a common problem in older adults that can have serious consequences. Tai Chi is a wonderful way that shifts the body slowly and gently while breathing deeply. Just working on your balance, such as standing on one foot, trying to do the heel-to-toe walk, standing from a seated position. And then the last one that we recommend is flexibility. Stretching can improve your flexibility. Moving more freely will make it easier for you to reach down to tie your shoes. Look over your shoulder when you back out your car out of the driveway. You can do a variety of different stretches. You want to stretch all parts of your body, your back, your thighs, your ankles, every little bit. Stretches are a good thing for a warm-up or a cool-down for exercises as well. And then don't forget your food. Eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. Half of your plate should be fruits and vegetables. When you're looking at all of your foods, choose foods that are low in added sugars, low in saturated fats, and low in salt or sodium. We recommend that you pick whole grains and lean sources of protein and dairy products. All of these tips will help you choose healthier choices today for a healthier tomorrow. What choice are you going to make today? This has been your food for thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.